welcome to Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, October 11th, 2006. I'm Bill Brenner. This week, Jonathan Penn from Forrester Research discusses mid-market ID and access management challenges in this week's Security Spotlight. And a new phishing threat outpaces the prolific Netscape P malware. But first, our top story. It's patching time once again for IT administrators. At the time of this broadcast, Microsoft was scheduled to release 11 security updates, following a low of 2 updates in September. The software giants Windows and Office programs are the focus of this month's patches, some of which were expected to address critical problems. IT administrators can expect a total of 6 updates for Windows and 4 for Office, with both having at least one critical patch, and one update affecting the company's .NET framework, which is rated moderate. Though September made for a light patching month, Microsoft has released some hefty fixes in recent months. 12 fixes came in June, 7 in July, and 12 in August. The company also released an out-of-cycle patch September 26th to fix the Internet Explorer VML flaw, which was being actively exploited. In this week's Security Spotlight, a look at the challenges mid-sized companies face when putting together a strong identity and access management program. IT security administrators are well-versed on the need to ensure that network users are who they say they are and that employees only get the access their jobs require. There are many vendors out there catering to this need. But for mid-sized companies, budgets and infrastructure don't always support the purchase of many of the enterprise-class tools on the market, and IT security executives need to find more creative and affordable ways to authenticate users and control their level of network access. Joining me to talk about the options available to them is Jonathan Penn, an analyst with Forrester Research. Jonathan, welcome to Security Wire Weekly.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So, Jonathan, for mid-market companies that are developing an ID and access management program, what should their top priorities be on the technology side?
I would say that mid-market organizations face fundamentally the same challenges as large organizations, things like complexity, budget, organizational buy-in. Mid-market is perhaps more constrained within these parameters, so they need to focus more on business justification, getting executive backing. And that's been harder in that size organization historically.
And that actually, you answered my next question, which was the top priorities from a culture standpoint. Have you talked to a lot of IT security managers who... they know what kind of technology they need to invest in, but then selling it to upper management isn't always as easy. And if that's the case, what do people tell you about the kind of arguments that they have more success with upper management?
Yeah, it is absolutely the case that in mid-market organizations, security isn't viewed as either important or as strategic. There hasn't been as much of an investment, and they don't see the payoffs that some larger organizations have reaped. So culturally, there is this view of security as an annoying layer of cost and inconvenience, and one to be minimized is basically their priority. So what we're seeing that works is really when you start talking about things like enterprise risk or organizational risk, especially at the executive level and the board level, they understand risk. And so it's the job of the security executives to present options and present them not just as spending this much or that much on one project or another, but to help interpret what that means from a risk perspective to the business.
Mm-hmm. Now, for mid-sized companies that, let's say you have a company where culturally things are better, where upper management understands the importance of security and they've read the headlines about the latest security breach, and they don't want to be the next headline. But they're still in the position where perhaps because they're mid-sized, they can't afford some of the top-of-the-line enterprise-class ID and access management tools out there. For companies in that boat, what are some of their options? Is there more that they can do with open source or homegrown tools that would allow them, or afford them rather, the appropriate level of access control?
There's not that much out there from an open source perspective. We're seeing a bit more. There was OpenLDAP, a directory. There is some open source for Federation that's actually been quite successful. Beyond that, there hasn't really been a lot of activity for open source identity management products. We do see a set of vendors that are focusing more on mid-market opportunities, and we have also seen now that the larger vendors, through their channel efforts, are also doing the same. And that's good news. They're focusing on things like ease of implementation. And so they've been stripping some functions out that are maybe perhaps more appropriate for larger organizations with more complex IT infrastructure.
Who are some of the vendors out there that seem to be doing a particularly good job at catering to the needs of companies in the mid-market?
So there are some that may have a particular focus on a vertical or two, and somebody like Corion comes to mind, or Centillion, who each have Centillion is wholly focused on healthcare with single sign-on and provisioning and context management. Corion has developed a specialty in healthcare, but they also focus on other organizations. But they've made the investment in healthcare for adapters, packaged adapters to some of the healthcare-specific applications, and that's where you really see some of the differences in both in the field engineers and the salespeople who understand the market that you're in, the types of adapters that they may have if you're in healthcare or manufacturing or education, perhaps, and also from a sort of architectural fit, that mid-market tends to be more Microsoft-centric. So you might see some companies compete there, like Encipher or even Quest or NetIQ, which aren't full-blown identity management vendors but have identity management in the Windows Active Directory environment. And even companies like BMC, who have .NET-focused identity management offerings.
You mentioned a lot of these mid-sized companies being Microsoft environments. How has Microsoft been doing at catering to their needs on the ID and access management front?
Microsoft has been providing the foundations, but very often I would say that these are a bit immature from the standpoint that there's still a lot of scripting to do. There aren't a lot of features from a self-service standpoint. So they've been turning to partners to develop around the edges. So they love a company that would come in, take something like Microsoft's Meta Directory, the Identity Integration Server, MIIS, and build a nice UI around it, build some self-service and delegated administration around it, and perhaps expand the number of connectors that that the product can access. So that's really Microsoft's strategy, is to build the foundation and come in with partners who can round out the solution. I should also mention Novell here in the mid-market. They've been very successful as well with their offerings, and they have for a long time now focused on the needs of mid-market and also from a vertical standpoint too.
Sure. Now, scalability is often an important issue for companies that may need to quickly ramp up their defenses as they grow. What are your recommendations in terms of ensuring products scale?
Yeah, it's always tougher for a smaller organization who may, or a mid-sized company who may have to deal with ramp up of perhaps they're looking at bringing this out to customers or to business partners, and they don't know how quickly they're going to be adopting this. And so being able to handle that kind of volume is something that they need to look at. And the best way there is through customer references, to look for like companies, ideally in like industries, who can validate the technology, mm-hmm. and also that also help validate the support that the organization could bring.
Final question: regulatory compliance, has it forced many of the companies out there to make investments in identity and access management, and also to make cultural changes security-wise that they probably wouldn't have made otherwise?
Well, SOX is certainly a big thing, but if there's a mid-sized organization who isn't public and hasn't had to deal with that, I'd say one of the things that has really gotten some of the smaller enterprises scrambling is PCI. The payment card industry data security standards. So Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex have now produced a document which provides guidance into how to what you need to protect, how you need to authenticate in certain circumstances. And this is new for companies that aren't public and haven't had that kind of scrutiny before. That now they have to do self auditing or maybe be audited depending on their transaction volume. And all of a sudden, security and compliance is a huge issue. And you see that where it's especially put a lot of pressure is where security has been neglected in the past. And so there's a tremendous amount of activity that needs to take place just as a precursor to even moving forward with the compliance requirements.
Again, Jonathan Penn from Forrester Research. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Finally this week, a new phishing threat aimed at customers of a German-based bank is having an effect globally as it surpasses the NetSkiP phishing malware in detections, according to antivirus vendor Fortinet. In an advisory October 6th, the Sunnyvale, California-based vendor said bank fraud ODFish targets customers of Volksbanken Raiffeisenbanken, one of Germany's largest banks. It was first detected September 26th and quickly ramped up to 50,000 detections a day, said Guillaume Lovett, the European threat response team leader at Fortinet. This is unusual because cyber criminals now use Trojans and worms to avoid detection, he said. For that reason, worldwide outbreaks had been very limited. Though the bank is based in Germany, nearly half of the phishing attacks were detected outside the country, Lovett said. The phishing threat is received through email with an embedded image portraying a message for a Volksbanken client to click a link to update their banking information. Also unusual, according to Lovett, is that the email attack also contains hidden random sentences, similar to sentences used with white-on-white phishing threats, but with a slightly darker shade to avoid being detected by anti-spam software. Phishers use the white-on-white strategy to evade spamming filters. But according to Lovett, this is the first time his firm has seen the slightly darker shade used, so it has slipped through some spamming filters. The new phishing threat outpaced NetSkiP, making it the top phishing threat globally, Lovett said. And that's Security Wire Weekly from SearchSecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at SearchSecurity.com/news. And you can download past episodes of Security Wire Weekly on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. I'm Bill Brenner. Thanks for listening.